And here we are. Your apartment. It's nice. It's really nice. Very clean. Obnoxiously clean, if I'm honest. No, it's not bad. It's just, do you actually live like this? Because this is kind of... It's a little bit serial killer. Well, there's tidy, and then there is this. Wait. Were you planning on bringing someone home? You were, weren't you? You were, and you tidied up especially. Oh, you wanted to make a good impression. I appreciate that. But it does make me wonder. Is this a regular thing? A regular thing? Is this what you do? Do you go to dark, smoky clubs looking rather delicious? And then wait until you see something you like. See a girl you like. A strange girl who is all alone, and then you make your move. Is this what you do? Is this a bad habit? Oh, don't be like that. I'm just playing. Sorry. It's just, maybe I'm a little nervous. Have you seen you? You're gorgeous. You are gorgeous. And, well, maybe I don't do this. I don't go home with people. No, I did go home with you. Your very tidy home. Oh. So, you can tell me. Is this something you do? Just tell me. Well, maybe I thought you could tell me what happens next. Because I don't go home with people, and you're very close, and you smell so good, so good. Is it always this easy for you? So easy to charm a girl? To make it shiver. Oh, you're so modest. There you are. Oh, darling, come on. You do this all the time. You bring home so many girls. I've been watching. Oh no, this time I'm not joking. That's not funny. What's wrong? Are you feeling a little bit hunted? What's wrong? Am I holding you a little bit too tightly? You're a hunter. And that is no bad thing. I've been watching you for a while. Don't bother to struggle. I'm far stronger than you. Oh. See, that's the point. The prey never sees it coming. You should know that. You're a hunter after all. Every weekend, you go to the clubs and you hunt. You're very good at it. Shockingly good at it. Oh, I have been watching you. Now you are a good hunter. And it has been fascinating to watch you. Because it doesn't matter what you're hunting. You always get what you want. You change your approach. You become a different person. I admire it. I appreciate it. See, I like hunters. The thing about most mortals, that's you. Still can't break my hold on you, can you? Most mortals are prey. And prey is easy. And where's the fun in that? Where's the fun in hunting something that just gives in so easily? Hunting something that just gives you what you want without you even having to try. It's pointless. I hate to be that vampire. That vampire. Oh, come now, darling. Look at me. I mean, really look at me. Look at me with prey eyes, not predator eyes, because you're not the predator here. You're not the hunter, you're the hunted, and you've been caught. Look at me, so pale, so attractive, so strangely compelling. Look at my fangs. Feel how cold my skin is. Feel the unnatural strength of my grip. Oh, darling, it's not your fault. How were you ever meant to know? You were too busy hunting me to know that you were being hunted. It took a while to get your attention. You're unpredictable, just like every good hunter should be. Your patterns were hard to unravel, but I did unravel them. Did you even know that you had patterns? Because you do. See, now that's a problem when you think that you're that good a hunter. You become blind to your faults, to your patterns, to the things you don't realize give you away. See, I know I have patterns. I know that I have faults. I know that I have a particular type that I like, that I always go back to. Predators, hunters. Mortals like you. It's been a while since I stalked a hunter quite so talented and quite so blind, so confident, and so clueless. You've been noticing me for weeks. Oh, of course, I didn't look like this. That would be dumb. And you would never go after a familiar face. Ooh, your heart is racing. Are you a little nervous? Is something wrong? Can I help? Well, actually, I can help. You see, this is only half of the hunt. Getting you where I want you. In your freakishly clean apartment. Seriously, this is not normal. Really not normal. Man, you're not normal, are you? You're a hunter. You are wasted as a mortal. All those mortal emotions and deficiencies are just taking away from what you could be. But, I've got good news for you. I have a cure for that. Oh, you know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you into a hunter. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to correct all those little issues. I'm going to hone you like a blade, and then... I always kiss the spot that I'm going to bite. It makes it sensitive, so you'll really feel the moment my teeth pierce your flesh. I'm going to make you into the perfect hunter. Because when I do that, you'll become my perfect. Who knows? This is not how you saw your evening playing out. That's because you had the handicap of being human, but you weren't. Have to worry about that for long. Now, this is important. This is not the best place to feed. The blood is not gushing out. You have to work. You have to... No, see, for that, you want to go a little bit lower. Right there. You bite there, and the blood, it's easy. It flows like blood. But here is where it really hurts. You feel that, right? The pain, the intense burning sensation. It's unpleasant. See, that's important because that... that renders your prey susceptible. See, you revel in the hunt. You revel in it. You're good at it, but you're not perfect. But you will be. I will make you perfect. I will make you sharp and perfect. And then I will hunt you. Because that is my preferred kind of prey. A hunter. A predator. Because it's not easy. But first, you'll need to shed those mortal bonds. So this will hurt. And oh, it's only going to get worse. Seriously, this place is way too tidy, only not so much anymore. Look what you've done. You've gone and bled all over your nice, clean carpet. And I think the mess is only going to get worse. blood of a hunter. But I crave the blood of a perfect predator. And I can't wait. But for now, it's dinner time. And so it begins.